experience with this is I was a barber. My brother did work as a front end manager at a Stop and Shop, right? And we both ended up leaving our full-time jobs 5 years into our business, 5 to 7 years into our business. And I think my honest opinion is, first, you have to make sure you save at least 12 months worth of expenses so you can make the move. I know that takes a lot longer. However, at the end of the day, that is just the right way to do it to secure yourself somewhat so you can go out there and build. And then when you do leave your 9 to 5, just remember you're no longer getting paid hourly, and it's all on you if you get paid commissions, and you now have to really grind and really work hard to make ends meet and to supersede whatever you would have made in your 9 to 5. And now I will let Arthur add his thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I think you got to save and be conservative because business is hard, right? But I know a lot of people. I was actually had an interview with a 29-year-old kid today. Not an interview, it was like more like a networking meeting. And he still technically had like a W-2 job. It wasn't real, meaning like the guy's going to pay him no matter what. He can work whenever he wants. But like he has 129 units and he's still got a W-2 job. And I've heard a lot about like engineers and doctors who invest in real estate. Like they have enough income to leave, but they still have that W-2. So save, save, save. I think a lot of people do is they jump into it, right? They have no savings and then they fail and they have nothing to fall back on. And then they get out of their business.
Yeah, I actually know some builders and developers that are also college professors and getting paid for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're building and developing as well. So I suppose, should you really leave the 9 to 5 is what my brother's getting at? Yeah, leave that
Milk it,
place.
milk it, milk
But he's
it.
saying you don't have to leave it. Anything you try to do in life to raise your income, you have to be really calculated.
You don't
For me, I really wanted to leave my 9 to 5. I didn't want to do
you
it.
don't have to leave it right away. But what I'm saying is, like, if you get into, let's say, real estate sales, for example, or entrepreneurship, it's like very difficult for you to. So I was reading an article by NAR this morning. 150,000 people get their real estate license every year. 150,000 people don't renew their real estate license every year. That's how high the turnover rate is,
Oh my
right? And the NAR numbers are actually sliding because the economy changed for the first time in a long time. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can do it whatever way you want, but the way you're saying to do it, you're basically telling people, I'm telling you how to increase that percentage of failure significantly less. Because I bet you if 150,000 realtors got into the business, had 12 months of savings, they probably never would have got out. Because in 12 months, you would have figured it out.
Right, but the only other variable is like, are you really working as hard as you should to get the results that you want?
You're probably not.
Damn, you're probably
You're definitely not.
not. You might tell us you are, but
You're
like
not.
we know what hard
We
work
know.
is. Come on,
Yeah,
we
you're
know
not
you're not
working that
you're not
hard.
working that
I
hard.
got friends in the business. This is what I do. When people think we work hard,
We
sometimes they
would go
tell
to
us.
like we would go to our 9 to 5, then we would leave our 9 to 5. Then we would go do showings. Then we would go back to the office. Then we would leave the office at 11 p.m. Then we would read books, study. Then we would go to some, you know what I mean?
But
Like,
here's how I think when like I'm doing that. So once when you do that and somebody tells you they're working hard and you look at them and you see what they do, you just like you're not working hard. But I play that game with myself because I have friends way more successful than me.
they work way harder.
Way harder. Like when I get tired, I'm like, I know this guy's outworking me right now. I got like a handful of people I could think of. If you don't know nobody, just think of like Kobe Bryant if you're in basketball, right? Like
He's
the way he used
outworking
to work,
everybody,
yeah,
right?
he was outworking you. Don't get outworked.
Don't get outworked. So if you want to leave your 9 to 5, do it, but don't get outworked.
Don't get outworked.
That's it.